USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Film and television production is coming to a standstill in Hollywood. A union representing 160,000 actors is going on strike, joining the screenwriters who have been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. The biggest entertainment shutdown in decades means that all work covered by SAG actors must stop, as well as film and television productions shutting down. The defense secretary and Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville are holding talks over the senator's hold on hundreds of military confirmations based on politics. The Pentagon confirmed the two spoke briefly yesterday and have plans for more discussions next week. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is claiming the lawmaker's hold is impacting military readiness and causing uncertainty. The French president received a severed finger in the mail this week. Prosecutors said the letter was sent to the presidential palace in Paris without a note. Staff working for President Emmanuel Macron made the discovery. Police ID'd the suspect, who they say has psychiatric problems and is getting treatment. Credit card interest rates remain unusually high, adding to American consumers' debt.
Despite a slowdown in inflation, credit card interest rates remain exceptionally high from an historical perspective. Currently, the average credit card interest rate stands at 20%, marking the highest recorded average rate since Bankrate began monitoring the figures back in 1985. On average, credit card holders carry an outstanding balance of over $5,700, with an interest rate of 20%, making only minimum monthly payments would take more than 17 years to fully repay the debt. You'll also pay about $8,400 in interest on top of the $5,700. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National French Fry Day. It's also National Mac and Cheese Day. Take your pick. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare? And Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been, MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
The founder of the student loan startup, Frank, is being accused of fraud. Charlie Javis appeared in a Manhattan federal court yesterday, along with her former employee, Olivier Amar. Javis pleaded not guilty to wire, bank, and securities fraud, and Amar pleaded not guilty to helping Javis fabricate millions of customers for the startup. There's still no sign of escaped Pennsylvania inmate Michael Burham after a week-long manhunt. Officials say the murder suspect, who is said to have survivalist skills, broke out of a Pennsylvania jail through the roof last week. An official who watched surveillance video of the breakout said Burham looked like a spider as he escaped. How did cocaine get in the White House? Well, we may never know.
The investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House has come to a close, with the Secret Service saying they were unable to identify a suspect. Despite examining numerous individuals who entered through the West Executive Avenue entrance, the law enforcement agency could not pinpoint a person of interest. Extensive testing yielded no significant DNA or fingerprint evidence, and a thorough review of surveillance camera footage did not provide any leads. I'm John Schaefer.
Amazon says it saw its largest sales day ever during its two-day Prime Day sales event. The online retail giant announced its Prime members bought more than 375 million items and saved over $2.5 billion. Lance Pry, USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You